This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. For those of you who are new in the markets where we don't really know where the show is, let me just give you a little bit of a tidbit. I am a Fox News contributor, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot more than that. I don't know what the promotion scheme is, but we're working on a few things. And I'm also the author of three best-selling books. The latest is called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. If you like the show, you can go to KJRadio.com 24/7, get any segment you want, download the bits, forward them to people, spread the word. That's what this is about. I do this show not because I enjoy radio. I never in my wildest dreams believed I'd be doing radio. When I started doing radio, it was because a guy told me, Kevin, you need to be doing radio. And it wasn't a passion. And being honest with you, it's not, TV's not a passion, radio's not a passion, writing's not a passion, but I do have a passion. I have a passion and love for this country. And I've seen how it's gone downhill, and my passion is to get the word out about our point of view, the conservative point of view, so all of my efforts are geared to that. Whether you are a member of TeaPartyCommunity.com, the Facebook equivalent of for conservatives, I'm the major stockholder in that organization. If you look at my websites, they are all about our message, mostly around race and class, because that's what I think all of our politics focuses on. That's how the left has managed to weasel themselves, worm themselves into power. They've burrowed in with these false ideas around America as being racist and classist. They are that. But not us. We are loving, caring individuals who are more than happy to lend a helping hand when people deserve it. I think of the stories where you find out about, you remember the old guy who walked like 6 miles in the snow to get to and from work every single day, didn't have a vehicle, and you responded. You bought him a car. Leftists will tell you, oh, look at what we did. They don't donate. They pass around the story, hey, I hope the story makes you feel good, please donate, or whatever. And don't misunderstand me, that's a service. But the people that get it and actually donate are overwhelmingly conservatives. That's true across the board. You talk about helping people, I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going to help and I'll pass something out. It's another to donate, and it's an even bigger deal when you say, I'm not just going to donate, I'm going to get involved. I have a friend, he adopted 8 black kids, wealthy white guy. He fostered them, got them to adulthood. Most of them still really think of him as a great guy. One kid is a black man. He went to college because of this man. He's now a dyed-in-the-wool leftist who says white people are evil. After being cultivated and cultured by white folks, somebody got in his head, infected him with liberalism, and he now decries the very existence that got him to where he is. That's how pervasive it is. That's how dangerous it is. And that's how deadly it can be. So you provide a service, whether you know it or not. You do so much as conservatives, and the way that you can allow yourselves to be demonized is beyond me. That's why I come on this radio show. Trust me. My voice is going away. I've been hoarse for 2 weeks. Lost my singing voice. I can't sing like Sinatra. I'm mad and y'all just don't know. And a mule chewing on bumblebees. But I'm here because I want to make sure you understand how important you are. How important what you do each and every day. Those incremental things that you do. That one tidbit of knowledge that you gain that allows you to stand up and fight. That allows you to say, I don't take your racist nonsense anymore. You're the racist leftist. Don't talk to me about racism. You know nothing about it. You're a racist. That says to some woman, you're not going to try to tell me men are the reason for your problems. The reason for your problems, feminist, is you and your ilk. I'm not going to let some other nation tell me that we're the reason for their problems, Mexico. We're not the reason for your problems. Your crappy economy and the leadership you choose is the reason for your problems. And I won't let it happen domestically. Black people, America doesn't do this for me. Screw you. America's giving you more opportunity than you would know in any other country. And if you squander it, it's because of you. It is not because of these solid American citizens who afford you the opportunity for failure over and over again in hopes of you finally achieving success. I just saw this thing the other day. Melissa read it to me. WD-40. You know what that means? Strange name for a lubricant, right? Why not call it Lubricol or Lubidol, right? It's called WD-40. Water Displacement -40. The 40 are the number of times the guy failed before he got it right. He was a failure more than he was a success. But it's his success that sits in practically every home in America. That's what you look for. So America's happy to watch you fail. Not in a way to ridicule you, but in a way to say to you, get up and go fail again. We got your back. As long as you keep trying. But what we've done is we've created a thing that says, I will fail by never trying. And that's what the left want for you. They want you to never take a risk, to never fail. They want a guarantee. They want a guaranteed income. They want a guaranteed existence. Zuckerberg, what an idiot. He wants to give people a guaranteed income. He says, by birthright, you should be guaranteed something. I want you to think of what that's going to do to America in the long haul. A bunch of people that believe that because of birth, they should have a living. Well, it wasn't your fault your parents had you. Just think of the leftist mentality. I'm so glad my father was a deadbeat, but I'm so glad that he and my mother had me because it gave me a chance at life and it gave me a chance at liberty and a pursuit of happiness. And it's my everything at that point is up to me. But we don't want that to be that way. No, Zuckerberg wants you to be guaranteed some level of success because he thinks that everybody will be happy when they get there. That's how leftists think. Where is he at? If he wants to guarantee that, why doesn't he give away his billions and billions of dollars immediately? Not over time. Same with Gates. Oh, I've got the foundation to give away my money after I die. After you die, you sucker, give away your money now. Prove to me that you are willing to back up what you preach. Practice what you preach, isn't it? They're disingenuous liars, all of them, to their core, to their rotten core. And they get mad at me for telling them the truth about themselves. If I were a billionaire, I'd give away tons of money. But I would not give away my billions just because somebody wants me to. It would be because I want to. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R-88 to 350-350.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. A rocker. I don't know who this guy is. He's a front man for a hard rock band by the name of Tool. And he was doing a concert. And unlike Amy Schumer, who decided to go out on a tirade against Donald Trump and had, I don't know, 30% of her audience walk out. Oh, she got paid. It's on the ticket now. If you know, you guys probably don't even notice this. Who reads the fine print? It's on a ticket. You go see one of these acts, these comedy shows, it says, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, you get no refund. The only thing that would get you a refund is if they cancel or something like that. And they're trying to write that out of it because they want to get paid no matter what. They don't want to have to work. She's made it. You go to see her, which, by the way, don't waste your money. I wouldn't go see Amy Schumer if you gave me a ticket. That's how bad she is. And you know what? She's probably become a decent little actress or whatever. And if it weren't for her politics, I'd probably watch all her movies. Because she's likely funny. She's led a tragic life, which tends to make her funny. Melissa McCarthy. She's doing Sean Spicer and whatever else on Saturday Night Live. I won't see any more of her films. When she first came out, talented girl. I thought, chubby chick, the type of chick that I would have hung around. We would have been buddies, best friends in college. Best friends. Hanging out. What are you doing, Melissa? I'm coming over. I don't care if your boyfriend's there. Tell him I said hello. I mean, I would be that guy. We would be hanging out. But you can't do that. Why? Because we have a political ideology that they don't like. Ours is successful. They want to be us. They want their kids to be successful. They want what's best for them. But what they want is to not have to earn it. They're the snowflakes. And so this rocker with the hard rock band called Tool, on his show, he lauded the members of the military and the members of law enforcement in a concert that they had recently. The day before Memorial Day, he blasted snowflakes in his audience and he said, you know, you people are gifted with the best of the best and all you do is complain. You're a bunch of whiners. The guy's name is Maynard James Keenan. I don't know his music. I've never listened to his music. And, you know, I presume it's a big band. I don't know. Is it like Earth, Wind, and Fire? Somebody tell me. Y'all call and let me know. I don't know. Tool? You ever heard of Tool? Yeah, I haven't. It was his Boston show. Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah. Dressing head to toe in what they said was like a riot police costume. Guy comes out. You can't really see him. They kept the spotlights off of him. And he began by telling the crowd that as artists, we interpret and report. That's our job. We are merchants of emotion. He's exactly right about that. You know what I love when somebody can make you think about something differently? What I do, I've thought about it. We are messengers, marketing people of a message. Somebody gets sold a message, and we haven't sold our message, and we've relied on others to do it for us. And we've lost the people that normally sell the messages for us. The right doesn't, they're not good at it. Even Dwayne Anderson, who is The Rock, he's a conservative in Hollywood. He doesn't rock the boat, pardon the pun, but he doesn't. He goes along to get along. I get the whole Hollywood scene, but the guy's big enough to now say, you know what? I'm gonna tout conservatism. I look at guys like Sorbo. He's not working as much. James Woods. Look at what this guy does. James Woods is dyed in the wool anti-leftist, and I love this. He's become our most notable. It used to be John Voight. Kelsey Grammer, a little bit. I mean, we know he's a conservative. Patricia Wedick, Wheaton. Patricia Wheaton, she's one. Tim Allen, but there are a handful. Robert Davi, there's a handful. But there's no super big time. I'm political, and I see what's going wrong in this country, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore because that's what it takes to change Hollywood and change it all, folks. And you've begun the process. They're starting to change. I've been talking about this all broadcast today. It's starting to change. They won't say it right away. It's not going to be some mass, we're Hollywood and we're suddenly seeing Donald Trump, but they're softening. And it's because of you. And guys like this front man, Maynard James Keenan of Tool, is exactly the reason why. Here's what he said. Those of you who are law enforcement and military, your job is to defend our right to act like whining, entitled snowflake a-holes. And he did, added a self-deprecating one-liner. He says, myself being one, even bigger cheers came and even some laughter. But he was saying, I understand. Then he turned the attention to the snowflakes who could hear his voice, explaining how they should treat the military and the police. Your job is to respect them effing doing that for you. He said, divided we fall. Don't believe the hype, dum-dums. We're all in this together. See, that's as good as it gets. All these other folks, they try to get their props. They want people to believe that if they denigrate Donald Trump, You're going to get the easy laugh. You're going to get the applause at the concert. And here's a guy in Boston, folks, the People's Republic of Massachusetts, having a concert with all these leftist snowflakes, all these college kids, these millennials, and he's saying to them, screw you. I am one of you, but I have enough sense to know what when right is right. Folks, we can win these people over. It is easy to do. All it takes is for somebody to act like a grown-up. Somebody to parent and say to you, look, I tell you what, we'll remove all the cops from your neighborhood. We'll remove all the cops from your campuses. We'll remove all the cops from your life, and you go figure out how things work out for you. That's what we'll do. We'll remove all the capitalism. I dare you to. And all you little trust fund brats, give away your money. You're so dogmatic about how you feel about black folks. The next black person you see, by the way, here he is, give it to me. You want to be one of those putzes? I'll happily accept your money. Go tell your parents, I don't want my trust fund anymore. Give it to Kevin Jackson. P.O. Box 2036, St. Louis, Missouri, 63158. Send it in. You lying, disingenuous, sniveling pieces of crap. You send it in. Put your money where your mouth is. And guys like him who have the guts to stand before their audience and say, I don't care if you ever buy another one of my records. I don't care if you ever download anything. Come to my concerts. I'm going to tell you about yourselves. Have some guts, whatever. I'm sick of Holly weirdos selling out. They don't believe that nonsense. They're told they are sold out so much to the devil that they say, I'll keep my mouth shut so I get this job or I get the next acting gig or whatever. They've sold out. Put a gun to any of their heads. The majority of them will tell you, I don't believe a word of this nonsense. I don't believe that black people are oppressed. I don't believe women are oppressed. I don't believe this is happening. I just go along to get along.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There's a couple of fake news narratives floating around, and one of them has to do with this statement that Merkel made. And I told you guys, I said it was a matter of interpretation of Merkel when she made this statement, and it was along the lines of, you know, we no longer can rely on any one person to or one country to save us. And it was interpreted that, oh, well, she's saying with the new world that Donald Trump is ushering in, we no longer have the United States as an ally. And I said, I don't believe that. Merkel's under fire in Germany. She'll be lucky to get reelected. The Germans have seen enough. They've seen this multiculturalization, this pendulum swing that, where they keep apologizing for Hitler, and they do so by letting in crazed Muslims who don't give a crap about them. And the German citizens have had enough, and they're going to vote Merkel out if she doesn't watch herself. So the best thing she could do is align with Trump. And she's already started to. She's taken a much harder stance against Muslims. And Donald Trump is rightful. He rightfully says to Germany and many of the other nations that are members of NATO, we're not here to carry water for you. You carry your own doggone water. So this idea that Merkel, it was like saying the United States has abandoned us and all that is nonsense. And I said it. The way this should have interpreted is Merkel saying, we are now at a point where we must take a greater amount of responsibility for our role in NATO. The same way you would say to your kids, you can't live off me anymore. You're an adult. You now must go out and forage for yourself, and you must make a living for yourself and your own family. And as a parent, I mean, not that the United States is a parent to Germany. I can assist you from time to time in your time of crisis. But it's the same way. Kids help their parents in times of crisis. Once we become adults, you never disrespect your parenting and all that. But you can certainly say to yourself, okay, you know, I'm not going to, you know, depend upon you. In other words, we're both adults. I'm no more dependent on you as you're dependent upon me. We'll help each other in crisis, and it works both ways. I tell my kids all the time, go make millions of dollars. I need a backup plan. I hope to never need you. I would never want to ask my kids for anything, but I'll be doggone if I wouldn't in a time of crisis. So this idea that Merkel was saying the United States is abandoning us, it was ridiculous. We see Germany as a great partner, but Germany's going to have to pull its weight, and it's going to have to say, you know what, we agree with you on multiculturalization. And that's what they said. That's what Britain said with Brexit. We can't believe that that's what they think. Let me tell you something else, folks. France will come along. What France did in voting in the guy, Macron, over whoever was running against the lady, was ridiculous. France is a hotbed of Islamization. They've got the military on ready to go in the neighborhoods in order to wipe out the scourge of radical Islam, and yet they elect somebody who's essentially soft on Islam. It's ridiculous. And White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said, that's great what the president called for. He called for additional burden sharing. You don't enter into a carpool with a group of people and you drive every day, do you? That's essentially what the United States has done. We've said, hey, we can carry 5 additional passengers. In this case of NATO, I think there's a total of 28 countries or whatever it is. We've got a bus. Everybody's got a bus. But the only bus that's being used is the United States. We load up people in the bus, all these other countries, and we drive around and we drop them off at their jobs, at their consulates. And then we get at the end of the month and we're filling up the bus, you know, with fuel and having to get another bus driver because he's like, well, I'm on vacation. And doing maintenance on our bus. Their buses are pristine. They got no miles on their bus. They're putting in stereo systems and taking their bus out on the weekends to pick flowers and have picnics. Our bus is getting worked. Sitting in rush hour traffic. Dropping them off. Bloopty, 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 bloopty. And so we have a carpool where we're the only ones carpooling. We're the only ones driving. You get tired, you got to get somebody to drive. You get tired, you say, you know what? When's somebody else going to carpool? They won't even drive your car. They won't even drive the bus. Can you imagine getting on and say, look, Angela, I'm super tired today. One of my kids was sick. Will you drive the bus? I'm not driving your bus. Why would I drive your bus? It's your bus. You know, we're asking friends, are you going to drive your bus? Why would you want me to drive? I do not have to drive a stick. So we're driving the bus, tired, rain, shine, doesn't matter what the conditions are, traffic conditions or whatever. You've got the stress, and they're back there playing solitaire and, you know, talking about how many more Muslims they can bring in. Who can bring in the most Muslims? That's the way this thing has worked. And the left wanted us to believe. They sold this as Merkel strong thing for Trump. You know, she's really going after Trump. She was in no more way going after Trump than the man on the moon. She was saying, I listened to what he had to say. He happens to be right, and this is the way it is. And I'm going to tell you something. You are not pushing Donald Trump around on this issue. He's been steady from the moment he mentioned it. You remember when he mentioned it? And the left goes, he wants to dismantle NATO. Okay. What if he does? If I dismantled my carpool that I just described as a metaphor to what's going on, who suffers? The United States is going to battle in all these different war zones because of the UN and NATO, and we got nobody watching our back. We're footing the bills. We're trillions of dollars into these wars. Wars continued by Barack Obama. And we have nobody backing us up. No, not contributing a nickel to this stuff. So what would we miss? If we emptied our bus, let me tell you what would happen. We'd stop taking the bus. We'd get us a smart car. Maybe not. But we'd get us a car, and we'd drive to work ourselves. And our gas mileage would increase. Our aggravation would decrease. I mean, our gas mileage rather would increase in the sense that we would have a much better, more efficient vehicle. We'd have a comfortable vehicle. I personally would take the Jaguar, the two-seater. And you play your own music. You don't have to satisfy 27 other knotheads. Pack a lunch. Listen to the news. Get on the phone. do whatever. Got a vehicle that's much more maneuverable. It's, you know, probably looks better. People checking you out in traffic. Yeah, what's up? What's up with you? Yeah. So what is it going to cost us to do this, to do it, to get rid of all these other folks? So these guys, when Donald Trump made that comment about NATO pulling its weight, you would think they'd be happy that he would immediately go, look, they need to be fiscally responsible. We're spending billions of dollars protecting the world. Instead, he wants to get rid of NATO. Get rid of NATO. It's doing us no good. You're fighting a completely different war. We're fighting a cyber war. And let me tell you, they need us more than we need them. Because you know how you're going to fight a cyber war. You're going to fight all wars the same way Donald Trump is fighting the wars today. He's going to fight them with our economy. Right now, there's a group of people scoffing at Trump saying, oh, China's playing him with respect to North Korea. I will guarantee you, China is not playing Donald Trump with respect to North Korea. That's a guy, whoever wrote that, the first piece I saw, is a person who doesn't understand how money works. The Chinese government knows it needs the American economy, and it will not use North Korea to play us. They would be crazy to. And Trump knows it, and that's why he's saying, you take care of it. So let these people, they're going out there saying and doing all the crazy stuff. Say, do whatever you want to say. The fact of the matter is, this man knows what he's talking about. And Merkel knows identically the same thing. I will tell you, as I said, you want to get into a trade battle with us, Merkel? Let me tell you what happens. You can stop shipping Mercedes. You can stop shipping BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis. They're all going to stay over in Germany. Go sell them to your market. You're not going to sell them over here. Let me tell you, you want to know the best market for all those cars? The best market in the world. You want to know? You already know the answer, don't you? It's America. A Mercedes in the Middle East is a starter car. They don't even care about those cars over there. They'd much rather have a Ford, believe it or not. This market for Mercedes is the best market. It's the highest dollar market. Pharmaceutical people know this. They sell the highest markup on drugs is in America. Not in Africa. Not in Canada. Not in Mexico. It's here. Not even in the UK. They want to sell here. And Merkel, she's smart enough to know, I can't lose the United States as a partner in any way. Certainly not a trading partner. So when I tell you Donald Trump is not going to play, he's not going to let these people take advantage of us.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thank you. Bonjour. I love traveling because I can learn that, you know, everyone's the same no matter where you go. And we all face the same problems now, especially now. So many people are alarmed. Global warming of the earth. Climate. climate change of the planet. And everybody's convinced that the Earth has a problem. But does anyone even take a minute to consider the possibility, no matter how unlikely it is, that just maybe there's something wrong with the sun? Because I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure that's where all the heat's coming from. And when my living room gets too hot, I don't blame my living room. Gotta get a new house. Living room's gone too hot.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The secular world. Well, it is secular, but the global, the leftist world, I should say, the utopians are having fits. Donald Trump has completely upended their evil plan to make the world pay for air. And they were, you know, and they claim it was going to be to reward the poorer nations who aren't creating as much pollution, blah, 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 whatever. And just nonsense. I say, if you're going to do that, start in America and have the cities pay the rural areas a tax. Let's start there. Don't you think some farmers who produce the actual product that makes them, that makes the world work? You know, they're doing plants that are releasing their carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and that's feeding photosynthesis and, you know, keeping the planet working. Shouldn't they get a little piece of the action? When you go look at a city outside of their major park, that's it. It's a concrete jungle. Everybody else there, the cars, the people are generating nastiness. That's what they do. But the plants that feed on, I should say the plants releasing oxygen, feeding on the carbon dioxide are releasing oxygen. And you ever, I mean, just go into a field, a planet field, and you'll see the air is different there than what you breathe when you go in an alley. Go check it out. I grew up on a farm. I grew up on a big ranch. It was 25,000 acres. And my grandfather had a little farm, a little area that we farmed. And we got all our vegetables fresh. I so want that life. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. To all these people living in the city, if you took your home, you put it on a little parcel of land, and you had a garden right next to you where your mom could go or your dad could go out and take fresh vine-ripened tomatoes. I'm talking about redder than any apple and just as sweet right off the vine. They take, pull a head of lettuce right out of the ground. Onion from underneath, the potatoes. If your mom or your dad knew how to preserve, they'd make your fresh preserve. I'm talking about from peaches that came off your tree, whatever. Greens right out of the farm, peppers, snap beans, you name it. I can't even tell you guys. Thinking about these moments when my grandmother would say, "Go out and get me some beans." And I'd go out there and pick enough beans for us to eat. Then I'd help her snap them. We called them snap beans. And then regular green beans. Green beans. And we put potatoes with them. And she put a little bit of bacon or some pork belly in there. Oh, my gosh. Onions that were so sweet you could bite into them. Other than the onion flavor, it was like a fruit. These things were huge. Fresh, right out of the ground. By the time stuff reaches you to the store, it's been prematurely picked so it can continue to ferment and grow, you know, to get or ripen, I should say, by the time you get it. And it's old. We would freshly pick a tomato off the vine, freshly take a pepper, freshly take okra, freshly take squash right from the ground and cook it immediately. I mean, they do this with sushi. The best sushi in the world, they tell you this is fresh daily. You can't get anything fresh daily in your supermarket. That stuff's been sitting in crates, shipped halfway across the world practically. Go get a freshly picked mango. I dare you. None of it's fresh. And it's different. And so anyway, I so love that stuff. It just reminds me of it. But the point is this. The left are beside themselves because we no longer want to honor this stupid stuff that they want to call global climate crap. And Trump, they say, President Trump's expected to announce he's going to pull out of this agreement, the Paris Climate Agreement. They say he hasn't made a final decision, but everything that I've seen leads towards Trump saying, we're not going to abide by some arbitrary rules of a bunch of nations that aren't even abiding by the rules themselves. You want to reduce chemicals in your air? Do so. I'll tell you how you can do it here in America. Go 5 miles outside of your city, the biggest city near you. Your air quality will improve exponentially. I'll never forget that little thing that Barack Obama was trying to sell. And he was like, look at where the pollution is in America, in the world. And they got these red dots about the size of maybe a little bigger than a nickel. And of course, it's in big cities, you know, across the country. So there'd be a nickel over, you know, New York, a nickel over Chicago, a nickel over L.A., whatever, a dime here, you know. Little dots representing smaller pockets of pollution. Every pocket of pollution is in a city. And the thing is, if you hold the map up, and it's theoretically drawn to scale, you know, in terms of how big the dot is in comparison to the pollution, all across the world, the whole thing was practically white. You could take a corner, say a 4-inch by 4-inch corner, and you could stick all the pollution in that corner, and this poster that you would have would be, say, 48 inches by 48 inches. And then a 4-by-4 corner would represent all the pollution of the world. And I remember seeing it, and my first thought was, look at all the places where there isn't any pollution. Pristine white, not even a little bitty pinprick of pollution in these towns, because it's immeasurable. But the left will tell you, we're killing ourselves. No, you're not. Rural America is not killing itself. These industrialized cities, if they want to try something new, try something new. You want to tax people for their carbon emissions and they're stupid enough to live there and pay it? Fine. Because I'm going to tell you, I'll visit your city. I'm not paying for your taxes. I'm not paying because you got people that... But I'll tell you what, charge people for their litter. Go to a neighborhood, look in front of people's houses, and charge them for litter. That's cleaning the environment. Go look in the black part of my town. I happen to live in it, but I'm not in the worst part. Drive down the main street and look at the amount of litter, the number of plastic bottles. Look at the recycling that blacks do. Tax them. Don't be taxing me. I'm talking about black leftists. Go look at what they do. Before you start pointing the fingers at me and, you know, other conservatives, go look at what these people are doing. I'm not paying your climate tax when I know I'm not creating any dirty air. Carbon dioxide, whatever. That's what everybody breathes, including animals. So I'm not paying for that. I don't litter. My kids don't litter. You know, pay for it yourself. Go charge these litterers. You know, practically every day, I got to go pick up trash in front of my house because these silly bud Negroes drive down the street and will throw, y'all think I'm kidding. Most people think I am. I'm not joking at all. They'll throw bags of trash out of their window. Too lazy to take it to the alley, as Rahm Emanuel would say. Take it to the alley. Too lazy to go lift up a dumpster and throw their trash in it. They'll load it up in the car, or maybe that's just the trash in their car. They've loaded it up and then bink, they'll just toss it out. My kids won't even toss out a gum wrapper. We will leave it in the car. So we load up the trash and we go throw it away. And at the airport or anywhere else, if they recycle, bloop, 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 we put stuff where it belongs. We don't, you know, oh, screw you. We do it. All of us do it. So anyway, Trump's saying, I'm gonna announce my decision on the Paris Accord over the next days, make America great again. That was a tweet that he gave on Wednesday. Now, Obama and 200 other countries in 2015 got into this fossil fuel thing and said they want to reduce emissions by 30% by 2025 and essentially put almost impossible standards on people, forcing them to do this stuff. Why? To get their money. It's that simple.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.